There's No Place Like Home. Written by Catherine. Read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, a league of their own. Jess kicks a rock out of the center of the road, the swing of her leg as smooth as the arc of her bat. It rattles into the grass, and she grins. But the grin fades as she looks down at the toe of her shoe and sees the scuff mark it left behind. Someone will get on her case about that. Beverly, or Baker Jr., or even one of the other girls who thinks she's helping by pointing out all the things Jess is doing wrong. Jess wishes she had her farm boots, heavy and dirty, and so broken in they feel as comfortable as her glove. At least tonight she's back in her own clothes, trousers, and a short-sleeved shirt she can actually move in, but she's only got one pair of shoes with her and they're not the same. She misses the way she walks in her boots, confident and easy and standing tall with each solid thump. She didn't want to bring too much to Chicago for the tryouts, though, and now, here in Rockford. Even once she has some money, she doesn't know where to go for the things she wants. Not yet. It's not like Moose Jaw, she thinks, looking around. In the late evening dusk, maybe a prairie city should look like a prairie city anywhere, dusty and brown even in summer. But Rockford's way more crowded, way harder to learn her way around. And in Moose Jaw, she knew where to get anything. A girl for the night, a drink at 3 a.m., a pair of undershorts that don't make her want to claw her own ass off. Her feet remember the way, straight out of the train station, left on River Street, and the whole world was wide open for her, no matter what she was looking for. Here, not so much. Of course, sometimes what she's looking for finds her. Like the morning at the ballpark during practice, when a cute little blonde with a twinkle in her eye leaned over the rail with a ball for Jess to sign, and practically shoved her tits right in Jess's face as she did. She traced the rim of Jess's ball cap with one finger, and bit her lip as she watched Jess scribble her name. "I really like watching you practice," she said, just sincere enough to make it true, and just breathy enough to be clear she was playing. "You gonna stick around here long enough to do your taxes?" She bit her lip and raised an eyebrow in a clear signal. It wasn't a question Jess had heard asked with so much meaning behind it before. But hell, it was like learning a different language down here half the time, so she went with it. "There a good place around here for taxes?" She handed the ball back and made sure their fingers brushed as she did. "Oh, yes." The blonde giggled and blushed, and Jess smirked. "Why don't you come on downtown tonight?" She leaned further over the rail, displaying even more of her very impressive cleavage, and whispered an address in Jess's ear. "Tell them you're a friend of Dorothy." Now that was a phrase Jess had heard before. She tipped her cap back on her head and gave the gal a nice slow once-over and a wide grin. "Thanks, sweetheart. See you later." She watched as the blonde bounced away, then turned and jerked her chin at Lupe, who was standing not far off. They'd clocked each other on the first day. Not that either of them had been trying very hard to be subtle. And now Lupe trotted over and gave her a long, skeptical look that didn't quite hide her amusement. Jess draped an arm around Lupe's neck and tugged her off balance. "Sneak out with me tonight." Lupe shrugged off Jess's arm, knocking her own cap off in the process. She grabbed it from the ground, then stared at it as if dusting the dirt off was the most important thing in the world.
"Dove wants me to practice the forkball and then hit the sack early," she muttered. "Hey, it'll be worth it, I promise."
Jess socked Lupe gently in the shoulder, making her look up in surprise. "And your arm might get a workout after all." She wiggled her eyebrows, then laughed all the way to the locker room at the expression on Lupe's face. They're taking separate paths to the address the blonde gave Jess, just in case, just to be safe. It's probably overkill. No one's going to think it's strange that they're out together. And they're not exactly setting Rockford on fire with their games lately, so the town's not paying them that much attention anyway. But Jess doesn't mind. The walk's given her a chance to settle herself. Now she swings around the corner of the movie theater and ducks down to the alley, and yeah, there it is. The blue light she was told to look for. She climbs the stairs and takes a breath before she pushes open the door, ready to make an excuse about being in the wrong place if she needs it. She doesn't. The guy at the desk doesn't even bother to ask her for the passphrase. They recognize each other as soon as their gazes meet.
A mutual nod of understanding, and then he waves his pen at the door in the corner, and she tips him a salute and grabs for the handle and all but runs through. The bar welcomes her with a burst of noise and warmth and color, and she stops dead just inside the door. Something deep inside her unknots, and she feels like she can breathe for the first time since she put on that damn dress days ago. Her heart thunders in her chest like she's just stolen home as she looks around and smiles. The place isn't packed, but it's busy. There's a comfortable hum of conversation, people yelling across the room to each other instead of sticking to their own table, like everybody knows everybody else. The bar is stocked, and it's not all homemade hooch either. Even from the door, Jess can see actual labels. The woman behind the bar is wearing a suit, and Jess immediately wants to find out where she got it and what else the place sells. There's an empty stage, a jukebox in the corner, girls in skirts and girls in trousers, and for a change, Jess feels like she fits right in. She's still standing there when Lupe comes barreling through the curtain, nearly slamming into her. She takes the place in with the same wide-eyed wonder, then nods slowly at Jess, her own grin broadening. "Well, all right." Jess can't help but laugh. "Arm wrestle you for the first round?" Lupe snorts. "You want to lose your whole paycheck? That's fine by me." Jess gasps in mock offense, and they trash talk each other as they make their way to an empty table that's been waiting just for them. The blonde who gave Jess the address is sitting at the bar, and she props her elbows on it and leans back with an inviting smile. Jess gives her a wink as she puts her arm out on the table, flexing her bicep. Lupe rolls her eyes, but neither of them can stop grinning. "You want to put on a show?" Jess says softly. "I owe you for getting us in here," Lupe says, setting her own arm up to meet Jess's. Jess can see her gaze resting on a tall, curvy brunette in the corner by the dartboard. "So I might let you win, just to be nice." "You don't owe me shit, brother," Jess wiggles her fingers in invitation. "But if it'll make you feel better to tell yourself that when you lose, you go right ahead." They clasp hands, and Jess can taste the sour, cool beer coming her way. She can feel the slick, waxy lipstick that nauseates her so much when she's the one wearing it, but gives her a warm burn in her belly when she's licking it off a girl's mouth. The future opens up in front of her. Days playing ball in the hot Illinois sunshine. Nights here in the soft, welcoming warmth of the bar. And all the other parts of Rockford she doesn't know yet, but can't wait to explore. America really is the land of opportunity, she thinks, and gets ready to take whatever she can get. The end.